The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus describes his second coming as a sudden, unexpected event that will bring salvation or judgment upon people caught up in the usual affairs of daily life. He urges people to be alert and expectant. I begin reading at verse 36. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, and one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, what I want you to do is take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and just let it out slowly. Sometimes it just takes a minute to pause. I suppose you all had big weekends. Most of you had big weekends this week. Maybe even started last weekend with our community Thanksgiving service and the meal with all the good food there and the visiting going on. Maybe this weekend, Thursday, or maybe even Friday or Saturday, you had gatherings with your family, with your relatives, that you went and you ate, and you went and you ate, and you went and you ate. And so it's good just to take a deep breath and pause for a minute after all of this getting together and all of this celebration, because we are in the midst of a very busy season. And coming up, we're just starting now with the Advent season and the preparations for Christmas. And many of you probably have maybe work parties to go to. You have family get-togethers that you be going to and traveling to, and other people coming to your homes. There's lots of preparation going in with the shopping and the planning and the Christmas present wrapping and decorating and all the things that go along with this time and this season. It gets to be very busy. It's a fun time to be able to see everybody and to celebrate and to have fun in that way. But it also gets to be a little bit anxious time as you start to fight the crowds at the shopping centers or at the big box stores, or you just have to remind yourself when you get in the grocery aisle that it's okay that it's blocked right now, that it will clear out and that you're not in a hurry. Just take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath. It gets to be an anxious time. For us in the church, we celebrate Advent. And many ways, it is a great time as well then too, as we prepare our hearts and our minds for that coming of Christ, for that Christmas celebration. It is Advent somewhat like a mini Lent in some ways, because it is a time of repentance. It's a time of reflection as we clean our hearts and our minds in preparation for that celebration of God coming to this earth. But it's also an anxious time to a certain extent with some of our gospel readings, because another theme, as I mentioned earlier, that goes along with the preparations and the waiting of Christmas is also that second coming of Christ. That is also one of the themes that runs through Advent, and that's our gospel lesson today. And Jesus starts out when that day, nobody knows that day or the hour when the Messiah will come again. We don't know. And so in that sense, it's somewhat of an anxious time. But the question is not when. That is not the important question. The important question is what should we do? How do we react to these words that Christ is coming again and that we need to watch and be ready? Jesus gives several examples here in this gospel lesson. He brings up that story of Noah. And the people in that day and time were just going about life. They were doing the things in life, but they had forgot about God. They were living life, they were getting married, they were having families, they were having celebrations, and they were just going through the motions of life, but they had forgotten about God, and they became corrupted. And they no longer listened for God. They no longer paid attention to the signs of God. Only Noah paid attention to God and what God had to say. And God told Noah to build that ark. Nobody else heard it. Noah heard it. And because Noah was faithful, he built that ark. And when the flood waters came, Noah was saved. But nobody else had paid attention to God. And they were all washed away. And the point that Jesus is making here is that it's so easy to get caught up in life. And particularly at this time of the season, this time of the year, this season. It's so easy to get caught up in all of the celebrations, the shopping, the preparations, the decorating, and everything that's going on that we forget to stop and take a deep breath and to listen. Listen to God. Listen for God. Watch for those signs of God. Because we can see God in other people. We can see God in the actions of other people. Because remember, we are all created in the image of God. And we can see God here, present in other people, but also present just in this world and the way that God affects our lives. And we just need to stop and take that deep breath and watch and listen for it. It's so easy for us to get caught up just in the routines of life and all the busyness that goes on. I kind of like to think about it as you're taking a trip, and maybe it's a place that you've gone to a number of times, and so you know the road really well. And the road is open, it's clear, there's not a whole lot of danger on there, and you start to drive, and the next thing you know, you're there. And you stop and think, I don't remember getting here. You were daydreaming while you were driving, and you don't remember all the landmarks that you passed that you normally see. And so you've just moved through that journey without paying attention to where you were going or paying attention to what the road markers are. And that's so much of us in life then, too, is we just move on through life, and the next thing we know, we're advanced in age. And we wonder, where did life go? Where did my life go? But as we pay attention to God, as we listen for those signs, or listen to that voice of God, or watch for the signs of God in our lives, we can keep awake. We can stay alert. We can be prepared for that second coming of Christ. Jesus gives another example here in this gospel lesson of paying attention, of being watchful. He gives the example of a house owner whose house is broken into. And Jesus says, if that house owner had known at what hour that thief was going to break into this house, that owner would have been prepared and never would have let that thief come in. And if you would know, I mean, we don't think about going home and going to bed at night and thinking our house is going to be broken into at night. But if you did know, you would make preparations for that. You would make sure everything was locked down. You may call the authorities ahead of time and say that there is a plot to break into your house. Whether or not they'd believe you, I don't know. But you would make sure all your valuables were locked away and hidden so that they could not be stolen. You yourself may even leave to escape any kind of danger or threat that you may feel from somebody breaking into your house. You would make the preparations for that. And that's what Jesus is calling us to do, is to pay attention in our lives. To maybe stop and pause for a moment. Take that deep breath. Listen for God. Watch for those signs. Listen to what God has to say for us. For Christ is coming again, and we do not know the day or the hour. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.